Mishnah Hey, in Modin Elamna Mumcha, we can only measure a tchum of a city using experts who are experts at measuring distances. If you think about it, they're doing this for the sake of the entire city. If they do it wrong, they could cause many, many people to transgress the Avera of traveling past the tchum on Shabbos. Or alternatively, if they measure a too short distance, then they would be negatively affecting lots of people. So the measurement needs to be done by experts. Now what happens if they measure from the same side of the city, but in two different corners, two different ends of the same side, they measure the 2,000 amos, and ribo l'makom echad u'mid l'makom acher. They came out with a larger measurement, a larger distance from one of the places, and a smaller measurement from the other side, the other end of that same side. Says the Mishnah, shom l'makom sheribo, we listen, we follow the place which was a larger distance. Reason being that we assume that the reason why there was a smaller distance on the other end was because the rope wasn't necessarily tight every single time they used it. Remember, they used the 50 amos rope 40 times in order to reach a distance of 2,000 amos. So we assume that a couple of the times the rope wasn't tight enough, and that's why they didn't get the full measurement of 2,000 amos, and therefore we follow the larger measurement, assuming that that is the more genuine and accurate measurement. Ribol echad u'mid l'acher. What happens if the exact same measurement from the same part of the city, if for one expert or one group of experts it came out as a larger distance, and for another group it came out as a different distance, a smaller distance, or even if it's the same people but they did it twice, if there are two measurements again and one is larger than shom l'marube, we listen to the larger measurement for the same reason. Now ends off the Mishnah, afilu eved afilu shifcha, even a male or a female servant, ne'monim lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos, are believed and trusted if they say that until this point was measured the tchum Shabbos. If they say that they saw the people measuring the tchum, and they saw that they said it reached over here. So they are believed, shle'omu chachom sadova lahachmer lahakel. Because the chachom only introduced and said the matter of tchum Shabbos, not in order to be strict, but rather to be lenient. Meaning, since the Tchum Shabbos is only midrabanan, or perhaps according to some, the actual prohibition of traveling too far is midoraisa. But midoraisa, you can travel much further. The distance of 2,000 amos, at least, is midrabanan. So because of that, we are more lenient, and although in general, a slave is not a valid witness, so for things which are midoraisa, she is not believed, and he is not believed. Nevertheless, in this case, we do believe them, firstly because it's midrabanan, and secondly because they're only stating a fact of where the people measure the tchum up to.